We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Ken Timmerman of Newsmax.com. Mr. Timmerman has been following the campaign contributions for presidential candidate Barack Obama. Obama's fundraising totals have made headlines over the past 2 years, but now an increasing number of those contributions have come under scrutiny for violating federal campaign election laws. And Ken, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
The Republicans have filed a number of complaints here against the Obama campaign. What is the crux of the issue?
Well, there are a number of things going on. Number one, there are what appear to be very clear violations of federal election laws by the Obama campaign for accepting excess contributions. Okay, normally individual donors are restricted by law to giving $2,300 to a candidate per election. So if there's a primary election and a general election, as there was in the Democrat Party, that's $4,600. But we found at Newsmax.com in our analysis, and this has been picked up by a lot of other media and by the Republican National Committee, we found that the Obama campaign has wildly exceeded those limits on hundreds of occasions. The second part of this is the what appears to be a huge chunk of unidentified money, $225 million that has come into the Obama campaign, and nobody has a clue where it's come from. This is the largest amount of unidentified money in a federal election in the history of the United States of America.
What are the laws on disclosure for that kind of money, Ken? I know from your article that if you give $200 or more, the campaign has to disclose that. So how do they work around disclosing where they got $225 million?
Well, the Obama campaign claims that all of that money, $225 million, came in chunks of less than $200 from small donors who together, in all of their donations combined, never gave over $200 million. Now, how do we know that? Because we trust the Obama campaign. That's what they've told us.
And then in terms of getting to the bottom of that, as long as they claim that, is there any reason for the Federal Elections Commission or anyone else to demand further proof of that? Or do we have to take their word at it because they don't have to disclose that?
Well, this is a gray area. And what has to happen is that four commissioners, a majority of the commission, has to agree that there is just cause to do an investigation. They don't even have to do an audit of Obama's campaign until well after the election. Here's the basic problem with our campaign finance laws. There's no teeth in them. There's no teeth. In fact, it's an incitation to violate the law because there's no real there's just a slap on the wrist if they violate them.
Ken, there's a suggestion that a chunk of this money, especially the money that's unidentified, may be from foreign sources. So what is the evidence for that?
Well, the Federal Election Commission has culled out around 11,000 donations. I understand that number is going down as they identify some of these donors. But these are individuals they identified who appear to have addresses outside of the United States. So you have people who put in their states as IT. Well, they're for Italy, FR for France, QB for Quebec. ONT for Ontario, UK for the United Kingdom, and those come to millions and millions of dollars. And this is, again, let's remember, Greg, this is just the part of the donations that the Obama campaign has decided to disclose. So if there's that much apparent violation or possible violation of election law in what they've disclosed, how much more is there in what they haven't disclosed?
And in terms of, you mentioned there's really no teeth to these laws, so even if they have been violating the law, what will ever become of it?
Well, if it's found that they violated the law after the election and they've spent the money, and whoever wins the election, they may have to pay a fine to the Federal Election Commission. They might even have to pay a fine of historic proportions. But if they win the election with the unidentified money, what do they care?
And then in terms of the lessons we learned from the Clinton financing issues from a little over a decade ago, are we seeing, if in fact a big chunk of this Obama money is coming from overseas, a similar pattern here, or is it a completely different animal?
Well, here's what we don't know. I was actually deeply involved in doing those Clinton investigations in 1996, finding the Chinese money. I was doing it at the time for the American Spectator. At that point, we could identify some of the Chinese agents here in the United States, and the donations were, in fact, disclosed. What we don't know is who is behind the $225 million, where we have no donor names, no addresses, no times of the donations, nothing. And the Obama campaign, I can tell you up until now, they haven't been helping.
And with 26 days to go and an apparent lead in the polls, we're probably not going to see that cooperation anytime soon. Ken, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Greg. It's a pleasure.
Ken Timmerman of Newsmax.com. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Many thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. I'm Greg Corumbus, reminding you to join us on the web 24 hours a day for the best of Dateline Washington. That can be found at dateline.radioamerica.org. And a reminder for you to join us again once more tomorrow at this same time for Dateline Washington.